You're nervous?
I'm fucking nervous.
Can you hear
this
me?
This is my first time ever doing this.
This is your first time recording a podcast?
Yes.
Oh, shit. I'm about to pop the shit out of that cherry then, brother.
Hell yeah. Let's do it.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah, man. You ready?
Let's do it, man.
You let me know. You let me know when you're ready. You're the one I got to take it gently on. This is popping your cherry, okay?
You want to call it whatever you want. Like, I thought about doing this and starting one myself, and obviously I'll just talk us.
We'll talk about it. Yeah. Can
you hear?
No. You can't hear the music.
No.
Just throw your hands in the air.
Just pump my day, bro. It's a party going. Let me get some drinks out here.
Hell yeah. A lot of people can't hear it. A lot of people can, so you never know.
I didn't hear anything.
And it's still going.
You're at the famous bar. So this is Mr. Lee's time to pump on, just so you know.
The music just stopped.
Okay.
The music is over now.
Gotcha.
Oh shit. Man, welcome back to another episode of On the Throne with Dick, and shout out to Senjin Boychuk for that music that half the people can't even seem to hear and half can, you know, and, you know, so shout out to that guy, find him everywhere on the socials. And, you know, on this week's episode, I'm pretty excited to have Mr. Lee on. You know, we got on talking about this like an hour and a half ago. And, you know, I said, hey, you know, the best ones are usually with no notice, just, hey, let's do this. Right. And Nick, you're like, stew this then, let's go, man.
Might as well get into it, right?
Might as well get into it, brother. Let's do this, man. I'm excited to have Mr. Leon, man. The hydro slacking, mud eating, hydro slacking Mexican. Are you Mexican? You said you're Mexican.
I'm 100% Mexican. My wife is Salvadorian. I started in the blue collar business as a concrete pump operator. Hint why you see all the pump light stuff behind me. I don't know if it's mirrored or not. Yeah. So you see the gauges back here still? I mean. I built this when I was pumping concrete. I left the business and then started hydrovacking. So now I guess I'm a mud sucker, whatever you want to call me now.
You like to suck that man. Do you own your own business, or you just free, you like working for someone else or what?
I don't know if it's allowed or not. I mean, I'll give it a shot. I'll try to keep it PG-13, but I work for Badger Daylighting.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Oh, shit. Man, did everybody hear that? The collective boos in the room or what? Like,
yeah.
Well, I see. I think you're wearing a Badger shirt, aren't you?
Yeah, this is my Badger sweater.
Nice, man. No, nothing wrong with Badger, man. I almost worked for Badger one time back in the day.
Listen, a lot of people have said a lot of negative things about Badger when I first started. I've been working for them for the past 2 years now, and I can't say nothing but good things about them.
You know what, man? There's a lot of people that have a lot of issues with a lot of companies, man. You get out what you put in, right? So, like, you know, if you're going to have a negative attitude somewhere, they're probably going to have a negative attitude back. You know what I mean? They're going to, you know, it's going to be, you get in what you put out.
Right.
Yeah.
So, what is it that you do out there in the oil field?
So, for the last 7 years, I was on a vac truck, on a combo vac, chasing oil rigs around, sucking their shit out of the tanks and cleaning spills and whatnot. And I got really tired of that, eating dirt, sucking on, you know, chemicals, really, really bad chemicals, right? Mm. All the chemicals, basically the oil field, all their waste we took, right? So I'm sitting beside blowers inhaling that shit. I'm getting that shit on my skin. I'm, you know, there's H2S everywhere. There's Condi, there's benzenes, there's xylene, there's all the enes pretty much. And, you know, it stressed me out. It wasn't that. It was the schedule. It was, you know, the on-call 24/7, away from home a lot, working 170 hours a week sometimes. And it was just, that's fucking insane, you know?
Right.
In the summer, I work on a road crew. I chase, you know, a paver around, and we resurface the roads and stuff like that all over Western Canada. And So I did that when oil took a shit in 2015. I did that to stay busy in the summer, and I built something there. I grew, right? And So I didn't leave, right? I started as a laborer chasing the equipment, and now I'm an equipment operator, heavy equipment operator, you know. And so you know, they lean on me pretty heavily too. So, you know, I've been told I'm like clue. Jesus, I can't talk tonight. I'm told I'm like crew.
Who's the nervous, me or you?
Yeah, maybe I'm nervous because I ain't never had a Mexican before, you know, like.
an old pump operator became a hydrovac operator.
So I do that in the summertime, but just before I came off the road and was going to go back to they had hydrovacs there too. So I did some hydrovacing, but just before I come off of the hydrovac or the road crew to go back to the hydrovac, I got a message from a buddy that I know from TikTok that reached out to me and is like, "Hey man, what are you doing?" I'm like, "Oh, just sitting here." He's like, "You're not back there yet?" I'm like, "No." He's like, "Come work for me this winter." So I got into some details with him, and within the hour I signed an offer sheet. And this is much better fit for my family and I now. I'm not saying the other place never was good. Awesome. That suited our family for a time. We needed it. I needed it personally for social media. There's no way I've been able to do what I do anywhere else to start. Right.
Right.
They got okay with it. I became, you know, known industry wide, and then other people became okay with it. Right. Where I am, they're still not fully okay with it, but like there's some rules, but they, now I'm running a steamer. I'm a steamer operator, up in the oil sands. I'm on a 20 and 10 schedule, fly in, fly out, 12 hours max a day. I don't go over that. On a day rate, pretty fair day rate. So yeah, man, I get to see my kids a little bit more. You know, it was pretty good to start the year so far, 3 months into that now.
Well, a little backstory about what I did before I became a badger, I guess you could say that. I ran pumps for 18 years back in New York City. I did anything, you know, from a line pump all the way to a high rise boom. And then just the life in New York City was too hectic. So I decided to make a move. And North Carolina was probably my best fit at the time. Because I did the pumps, I did mixers, anything that had to do with concrete, knuckle booms, you know, basically the blue collar world in the concrete jungle. Yep. That's what I did. And then, I moved down to North Carolina in 2019, and I wanted to take, you know, be a little low on the low side, on the, you know, the more flat type of work than doing high rises all the time. So I came down here. I got with now it's Brundage Bone, but it used to be Coastal Carolina. So I was working for them, and that's when I started basically making videos, TikTok, and all that stuff. A lot of videos got really good hit. I was one of the first ones to ever. Well, actually, I was the first one to put a GoPro through the whole boom of the concrete pump. So
I saw that. I think you have that on TikTok, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I've seen that.
So, and then, I actually have some Canadian friends in the pumping business that did it too. You know, they reached out to me, they say, "Hey, look, I'm doing this." And I said, "I already did it." And they're like, "Oh, come on. You know, can we take that idea?" I said, "Go right ahead. It's not like I branded it or anything like that." So, like I said, I did all of that up until 2 years ago, the company I was working for got bought out. So I wasn't really falling for it. So I kind of jumped ship before it sank. And then I went to work for Brundage Bone, but I was working 80 to 90 hours a week traveling between North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia. And it was just brutal. And I wasn't really feeling it. So I decided to make a career change. And then I found Badger, who they were paying at the time, like something close to what I was doing and what I was making. So I said, fuck it. Let's try it out. Let's see what happens. And like I said, 2 years later, here I am. You know, I moved up. You know, I wasn't just like a laborer or a swamp man. I became an operator, obviously, because I have the skills as an operator. And then now I'm a mentor. So
like Hell I said, yeah.
I'm passing on. I did it in pumping, and I'm doing it in hydrovacking, where I don't just stay there and say, I'm just an operator here. No, now I'm the one that's teaching the other guys how to do the business. You know what I mean?
Badass. I like that, man. You know, like, you got to do that, right? You can never stay still, and you can never, you know, be, you know, you can never get too comfortable, right? You're like, hey, you know what? I'm going to own my skill, and then I'm going to, you know, I'm going to work up to it, you know, and then now I'm going to mentor, right? Man, this is how people become trainers, right? So.
Right. And you see, that's a lot of, that's the side that a lot of people don't see about me. because obviously they see the cocky side of me, which I'm like, yeah. Well, it comes with the experience, you know, from all the years of being literally like one of the top dogs in concrete pumping, because you don't hear like, you know, the mud pumper, this and that. You hear Mr. Lee. You don't hear, you know, it's Mr. Lee and he did this, he did that, and became Mr. Lee for that. Now I had to build my reputation back from pumping to hydrovacking, especially, like I said, I'm going to, if I meet like hydrovac Jack, that's probably like one of my biggest goals. You know what I mean?
Hydrovac Jack is like your hero?
I would say so.
Man, I'm telling them, him and I are buddies, man. I love hydrovac. Man, I'm trying to get him on the podcast. He's down to come on. He wants to. He's really busy though, right? So I gotta gotta line up. The stars have to align, man. Hydrovac Jack, dude. Him and I were part of the troll group together for a while.
Okay. So like I said, I started following him and then he followed me. And it's just like when I found you, it was the same thing. I'm like, you know, and people reach out to me and I'm like, okay, like I can help you out, but I can't really do much because of the name. You know what I mean? Like I wish I could do more like Hydrovac Jack does, because I tried that. And then I got a phone call from HR, like, you got to take it down. You can't do this. You can't do that. And
really
like,
cool videos, eh?
And I try, especially like my buddy got me into rock form. So that's how I got the case for my phone where I can just put it on any metal and it'll stick. Yeah. And then I started recording videos, but you know, their policies, like the name, the brand is huge. So you can't really put it out there. Even though sometimes I do like some videos that I still have up, you know, you can see the Badger logo on it. But I'm like, look, as long as I can keep it PG-13, it's okay. But I'm like, what you guys don't understand about it is I'm still bringing you guys work. You know, it's I go to job sites where they call just for me. They did it when I was pumping. Like, there was people that were like, are you going to record a video today? And I'm like, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, it all depends on where we're at and what we're doing. You know what I mean? Yeah. But Badger doesn't allow that. So that's why I'm like, it's rough. Like, I don't know if, like, maybe their marketing team doesn't see it that way.
It's what it is. Blue collar in general has a problem with marketing. We talk about it on the podcast all the time. Man, they're coming around. They're coming around. They are in certain aspects. In the oil and gas industry, man, they've come a long way with the no cell phone thing. But where I'm at right now, they really don't like it because they've been attacked on social media. What they don't see is that maybe that's where they need to start fighting back too, right? Fire with fire, man, you know?
And see, that's one of those things where, like, I look at it as, why is it that you can't take the negative and with the positive? You know what I mean? There's so many negative comments when it comes to, like, you know, doing certain jobs a certain way. Like, obviously, I'm pretty sure you've seen some of my videos where I get the union workers or, you know, calling us this, calling us that. I don't want to say those words, but it's like, I was union. Don't get me wrong. I was union when I was in New York City, and I was proud of it. Obviously, the politics about it, it was like, I'll keep that, you know, I know how you are. I know how it is. I lived the life. It was great. You know, it was great for my family at the time. But now when I'm in a different state, different rules and regulations, what can I do but to say it is what it is? I'm getting loose now.
It's tough, man. It's tough, man. You know, I've said it so many times on here, dude, is that, you know, fight fire with fire. Blue collar, we've seen a renaissance, right? Blue collar we've been dragged through the mud for a century, right? Go get an education and fucking, you can't do that because you'll end up like that guy slinging bricks. You know what I mean? Like brick building and hydrovacking. You see it all the time in hydrovac Jack shit, man. People comment, people throw his videos through the ringer, right? They're like, they like to think that like he wastes water and like, and he should use a shovel a lot. And man, you can't use a shovel with what he's doing. You'll be there so long. There's a reason why they're paying that truck to be there. Right.
So and here's another one that I've gotten so much though. All my concrete buddies here in North Carolina, at least, like my good friends, the ones that I can say, you know, such and such guy, you know, they went at me and like, because obviously they don't see anything. So that's why. And that's when I started turning some of those negative comments into like some positive things, because I'm like, I can't just keep taking it. So like I was getting shit sucker, you know, whatever the case might be. And then that's when I started using like sounds like Merry Christmas.
Turd herder, buddy. You're a turd herder.
Well, there you go. Whatever the case might be, I give up. I laugh at it. So I'm like, whatever, I'm just going to make a funny video out of it. And it gets wherever it gets. That's what it is. I'm not going to, not, I can't change it. I mean, at the end of the day, look, my paycheck says you're doing great.
Bro, when you see their comments, you take a step back and you look at your paycheck and realize that any of those comments affect the numbers on that paycheck?
No, no, absolutely not.
Fuck
them. And that's another thing with, like, my language when it comes to, like, because I've been asked, hey, why don't you do YouTube? Why don't you? I'm like, first off, when it comes to the Hydro Bag, I mean, you've seen them. You hear them. They're a lot of shit.
Oh,
I can't do that. Now, if it was, like, that I can have, like, a GoPro here going on, like, you know, where I won't show the brand or I can later on come home and edit. Shit, I'm doing this 12 to 14 hours a day here. You know, we go by DOT regulations as well. So we only get 70 hours a week. So I'm like, I come
70
home.
70 hours a week.
Oh, no, no. We do follow DOT regulations. Like,
no, you don't have two logbooks?
We have. We go by Geotab. I don't know if you heard of Geotab.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they have that. And that's one of the reasons why they're like, well, we don't want you on our job because we want to work till 8 o'clock at night and you gotta leave by 5. Because at 8 o'clock I have to be back at my yard.
Yeah.
Other than that, you won't
leave the yard by 8. Yeah.
Right. And like that's what I try to explain to the new guys and everyone else. And like I said, and I've given myself ideas of where or how I can transfer that into a video. Like one of my buddies, I don't know if you've seen him on TikTok, he goes by the Grumpy Pump Man.
Oh, I think I think so.
He posts a lot. He works for Brundage, and he posts a lot. And he does a lot of, like, you know, CapCut, you know, where he switches the sounds and everything, which I think is pretty cool. Like I said, I don't have the time, nor that I'm smart enough to be on the computer or even have the time to be on my phone. Like, half of the time I come home, I'm on TikTok, and I'm falling asleep. Even my wife is like, babe, you're snoring already. And I'm like, no, I'm not. She goes, oh, you are. Go to bed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's because that's my routine. And especially, like I said, as a mentor now, I don't just drive the truck and operate and, you know, come home at the end of the day. I still got to deal with paperwork, someone else's bullshit. And at the end of the day, it's like I don't have enough time, not even for myself. You know what I mean?
Oh, so, dude, I feel that.
I bet.
Man, you got to think, man. I work 100 hours a week. I probably pour that into content creation. Because remember, I'm not at home, right?
Right.
I mean, so like I pour that. I get back. I talk to my daughters for 10 minutes before they go to bed. You know, I go live on TikTok or Instagram. I record a podcast. Then I talk to my wife until 10 o'clock, 10:30. Depends when this ends or that ends. Sometimes I'm up till 11, right? And then I got to get up at 4:30 in the morning. You know what I mean? Like, dude, before I started social media, I used to go to bed every night at 9:30. Now, I'm in bed. Man, the last 5 years I've been doing social media for now. I can't believe we're almost at 5 years. I don't get much sleep, dude. I just got into energy drinks here over the last month or two.
Yeah.
Dude, game changing. Okay, like I can burn the candle at both ends now. My heart's gonna explode, but I can do it.
Yeah, I used to do that a lot, especially like I said, when I was pumping concrete. Like, you can't even, like, there was, I think before I left the pumping business, I was doing close to like 80 hours within like 4 days.
No, dude, that isn't that brutal, man? So, like, this one time, you know, there's 168 hours total, like day, night. You're asleep, you're awake,
right.
Total in a 7 day period, right? There's 168 hours. 1 year, I was doing, I did 170 in an 8 day period.
Wow.
Whoa. That is insane, bro. Like, yo, I got to sleep on site a little bit. Yeah. But like, man, there's a lot of no sleep in there.
Right. One of my buddies actually just went to North Dakota.
Yeah.
Because he was with us with Badger, but he wasn't getting the hours that he wanted. Personally, I'm going to tell you, I get 40, 48. I'm good. You know what I mean? I can live comfortable with that. Just American. Recently with all the shit that happened by Hurricane Helene, I went to Western North Carolina and I was working, 112 hours a week. We were working from 6 to 10 every day and no sleep. I did it for 13 and a half days. And, like, I was beat. Like, when I came home, I think my wife said I probably slept for, like, 20 hours straight. Like, it's crazy because you don't realize that when you're out there. even though I did get some sleep because I was getting back to the hotel by like 10 o'clock, I would fall asleep by 8, 11, 12, and then I'll get up and do it over again at like 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. It's crazy the amount of hours that you put in, and you're like, how the hell do you actually do this? You know what I mean? And it's like half the time, I shouldn't be saying this on camera, but like I'm driving and I'm like, how the hell did I get here? Like later on, I'm like, I drove for an hour.
All the time. Times where I'm driving down the road and I'm like, I know I'm passing out. I'm trying to like, you know, do my thing. And then at some point, like that stops working. And then, you know, I'm waking up to a bright light off in the distance. I open up and I'm in the other lane and there's a truck coming way down there, but I'm getting the lights. I'm like, oh shit, back over. I'm like, all right, stay awake, bro. You know, and dude, it happens, man. It happens. Yeah. You know, that lifestyle mixed with, you know, we as humans, man, we burn the candle at both ends a lot and we shouldn't. Mm. But, you know, there's not enough hours in a day and you only live once.
Right. And that's the reason why, like I said, I decided to take it back down to being, you know, doing what I do now, because that was my lifestyle. Like a lot of times it was 3 a.m. being on site and I would have to travel 2 hours. So it was like midnight, 1 a.m. on the road. And then I wouldn't be done till like 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon the next day. And then, I mean, that same day, but you started at 1 a.m. and it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon. You're still running. Yeah. Dude, like, where did your sleep go? Where did your day go? And then if you got lucky, then they'll put you in a hotel nearby because you're going to be on the same job that same night. And you barely ate. You barely slept. And you're back at 1 a.m. doing the same shit all over again.
Yeah.
And that was my turning point from getting out of the concrete business and doing what I do now. So that's why I was like, because a lot of nights, and I'm not going to lie, there was a few close calls where I was just like, I'm falling asleep. I have, you know, 80,000 pounds behind me. And I'm not going to survive this. And I'm probably going to take somebody with me. So, no, I have to stop. You know, I have 3 kids, 3 girls. You know, my wife, and I have something to live for. You know what I mean? Not like when I was alone.
Bro, they're killing you slowly themselves.
Exactly. I lost all my hair because of that.
Bro, I've got 2 daughters and a wife, man. I feel that.
Now imagine when the third one comes.
Man, no. How long you been with your wife for?
It's going to be what? 2009, 16 years now?
16 years. Nice, man. I've been married. We've been married for 12 this year, and we've been together for almost 20.
Wow.
Just about 20, yeah. And our daughters are, my oldest is 7, and my youngest is about to be 5, so.
My youngest is 5, the middle one is 10, and my oldest is 14, going 15 this year in September. So wow. We've been that long. I mean, a lot of ups and downs, but it's been a great life so far. I mean, I wouldn't change it. You know what I mean? To the person that I used to be, because if it wasn't for her, I don't think I'll be where I'm at right now. You know, and I'm just being damn serious. And you know, eventually, whenever she sees this, she's gonna be like, "Oh, come on, babe." No, it's the truth. You know, you become a better person as you know you get older. I'm not gonna say I'm that old, but you know, I realized that, like I said, especially after 20 years almost in the blue collar business, it fucking kills you, man. That
dude, I've been with my wife since we were fucking 17, and I worked for my dad from the time I was 11 until I was 18 before I moved out west. Yeah, man, she's seen me shit my pants when I was 17 years old, dude. She's falling down my leg and she's still here, you know? And you know, she's had all the worst parts of me. And she's seen me fail and she's seen me triumph and she's seen me build and she's seen me crumble, right?
Right.
Dude, that's my best friend, you know? And I'm not always the nicest person, right? I'm not. I know that. But like
guilty as charged.
But like
me neither.
Man, she really is my best friend and she's helped me, you know, stay the course. I call her my moral compass, right? Like
Dude,
she's my true north. And fuck, that's hard, man. We've had some tough moments over the last couple months, you know, for sure. You know, I'm 35 now and I've come to realize something. And I don't know, man. My grandfather, he was bipolar. And my dad is bipolar. And I've talked to a lot of people who are bipolar. And I looked it up, a lot of things that are signs of bipolar. And my grandmother said to me that my grandfather wasn't a nice man to be with, but she loved him regardless. She should have left, but that was her best friend. And she stuck around until the day he died. And he's been dead since 2001, and she hasn't been with anyone else that I know. I didn't ask Granny what she did, but like, hey, you know, getting free old age home, right? So, but, you know, my grandmother said to my wife, you'll know around 35 to 40, whether he's got bipolar or not. And she's like, newsflash, I'm starting to see signs. This is 10 years ago. I'm starting to see signs of a little bit of it in him now. Right. Mm-hmm. And she didn't say that to me because she didn't want me to worry. Right. And whatnot. And my wife and I, we've been talking over the last couple of months. She's like, hey, listen, babe, it's nothing to be ashamed of, but like, this is what I think. Recently, I admitted most of that is me. Mm. Most of that shit is me, right? And, you know, I would probably go on living the rest of my life, right, without, you know, seeking help for it, just thinking I'm normal, right? And that's not to say I'm not normal. Fucking shit happens, right? Like, that's just DNA. But my best friend was man enough to tell me, hey, it's there, babe. I see it. And hey, we got this, right? Like, I'm with you. I got you. I hold your hand. You're my ride or die, right? That's my wife, man. You know, and 20 years, you know, you see all those memes that say how many that see, like, you see two old people walking down the street and they're 70 years together or 60 years together. How many times do they have to forgive each other?
Yeah.
That's deep. I understand that a hell of a lot.
All eight in there is the same way. That's it. This is my dungeon. So she's in there with her sister, with my sister-in-law, my sister-in-law. So it's the same way. Like, she's the reason, like I said, she's the reason why I'm set in stone right now. Because other than that, I don't know where I'll be. I don't know if Badger would have been the choice. I'm pretty sure I'll probably be either in Texas or, I don't know, probably upside down somewhere. You know what
you
I
know,
mean?
You know what's crazy about what you said earlier? You said, fuck. I can't remember how you said it, but it relates to it from earlier, and maybe you'll find out. But like, you, and then you said the thing about the third kid just there. I recently had a semen analysis test.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, 10 years ago, 8 years ago, when we first started trying to have a kid, I had one in my boys. They swam. They were fucking Michael Phelps. I was naming them. There's Michael. There's little Michael. Right. And just swimming his little tails off. Right. And so, like, I had one recently, and the average man has 30,000 sperm count. I had 115,000. My boys are strong. You know, like, I'm pumping them loads, man. Hey, you think Mr. Lee's a pumper operator, boy? Let me tell you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But the morphology was off a little bit. They're like, you know what? Like, there's a little something going on there, though. And she said, the morphology's a little off. Now, that's either you're sitting in a hot tub a lot, or you work in the oil industry, you're inhaling a lot of chemicals. And that's what it is, man. Because let me tell you, daddy don't sit in no hot tub. I haven't in a while anyways. Maybe this past summer. But, like, yeah, man. Like, we're doing a lot. We're killing ourselves, right? We're doing it. Yeah. And, hey, I'm my sperm are superhuman, apparently. But, like, you know, whatever.
I don't think – will you ever know? You stopped at the second kid.
Fuck, dude. For the longest time, we were trying for a third, right? We were trying. We were going to. And then this past summer, just the way the economy's going and the cost of living and things happening in the world and – I'm getting on in years, right? My wife's getting on in years. You know, she's a little older than me. I like them cougars, right? So, you know, do I want to remortgage my future? Do I want to be changing another diaper? Because we're going to start trying. We're 35 and 36. I'll be 36 in a couple weeks. She'll be 37. But we're going to start trying. It could take us to almost 40 for it to work, you know? So, or it could work like that. But it could take a couple years. Do we want to be changing diapers and having a kid in our bed again at 40 when we just got two of them out, right? You know, and then, you know, these kids feed themselves now and they're going off and we're getting alone time again. We're able to have mommy and daddy time again, right? And then you introduce a third one in there. Man, I don't know.
Yeah, we stopped at our third. We thought that would be our, and everybody thought it was a boy. It was shaped like a boy, you know, how they say, you know, the butt, belly shapes the same way. So like I said, that's what we tried for the for the boy. But turns out another girl, and I'm like, that's it.
That's it, bro. You got a ballet team over there. You just you know, wash your hands and walk away, man.
Right. And now I'm 38. I'm going to be 39 at the end of February. So it's one of those things where I'm just like, I'm close to 40. And my youngest is five. Just turned five last month. So and we still can't get her out of our bedroom. So it's one of those things where I'm like, we need to go back to us, me and my wife, you know. And it's tough, but we're trying. We're getting there. So other than that, it's no. We'll stay where we're at with the three kids, and it's a blessing too because they're all healthy. So that's the reason why, like, we're not, you know, saying, oh, why I never got the boy. Nah, my wife is one to say, you know, I'm doing it for you so you can have your mini me, or you know, these three girls, they're just like me. They have the same attitude. And at the same time, it's just like they're just as tough as their daddy. So I'm like, why would I try for a boy? Maybe, you know, if I did, and he's going to be a little bitch. I don't want that. You know what I mean? So maybe that's the reason why I was just like, no, we're done. And we're going to leave it at that. Yeah, but other than that, no, man. Like I said, I wouldn't change anything other than my finances, I guess, or my money management part. But other than that, like, she's been with me when I had like $0 to my name, and not like I'm saying that I have $100,000 on my fucking name.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where she's still pushing me every day to do better and be a better person, because apparently I'm not, but that's just the nature of the business that we're in, you know. We have to be tough, and we have to survive, because that's the name of this game nowadays, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A survival, you know, you won't be who you are if you don't put yourself out there and do what you do every single day. You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, this is actually one of the best conversations I had with anybody in a while, other than, you know, getting to know someone else. You know, we just started kicking it, you know, commenting, and I seen going in your lives, and every single time you were live, I'm in bed. So that's why every single time I'm there, like, scrolling.
Ooh, I've been in your bed with you, man. I've been in your bed. You're saying this the best conversation. Do we kiss now or later?
We'll do after, off camera.
Oh, buddy, I'll be in your bed with you later. Don't you worry. Yeah, I'll start whispering sweet nothings in your ear.
Best thing.
Woo!
But yeah, no. Look, actually, this is funny. Huh? Look, this is young Mr. Lee and Mrs. Lee here.
Look at that.
Back when I had hair.
Stud, man, I wish I could show you a photo of when I had hair, man.
It's crazy because, like I said, this is this is a whole bar, just so you know. Yeah. I don't know if you see the reflection of the beer taps. So I built this because when we first moved into this community, everybody was getting along.
Yeah.
Now, ask me how many times we've had a get together in here. Actually, in the past, well, we had one a couple of weeks ago, because my father-in-law was in town. And then prior to that, I had some buddies of mine that came here that my wife said, I'm gonna cook you dinner. And then next thing you know, we were in here in the bar. And it was one of those times where even like my good friend, the guy that inspired me to build this bar, was like, hey, I'm gonna smoke a cigar. We need to go somewhere where we can do that. So the garage is the best bet, you know? And not inside the house, obviously, in the garage. We opened the garage door and then we can just kick it, put some music on. I got TV back there. And then we were playing card games in here and having a good time. So, yeah, this is the famous Mr. Lee's Concrete Pump Bar, which I'm going to end up renaming it because I don't do concrete pumping no more. It's just going to be the Concrete Bar because it's a concrete countertop. So, I'm pretty sure. I don't know. No, actually, I don't have any videos of it. When I built
me with hair, man. That was 10 years ago.
No, that's not you. That's someone else.
That's me, bro. That's that hair. I called that man. So that hair started because I didn't have time for a haircut at the time. I was up in Northern BC and I didn't have time for a haircut, but it quickly turned into, let's see how greasy I can get this bad boy. Right. Gotcha. It got pretty greasy. You know, it got really not good. And then, what happened there? So it got great. Oh, then I shaved it because I'm like, you know what? It's time. It was Christmas 2015, I want to say. And I shaved her, and when I shaved her, she just never came back.
Well, I had wavy type of hair.
Yeah.
And I made the same mistake. Like, when I first met my wife, I had this nice, like, curly, wavy type of hair to the point where I used to hold it back because I used to play soccer. So I was always with the long hair, you know, like the hair in the way and then in the wind while you're running and stuff. And then one day my sister, she's like, I dare you to cut your hair. And I said, oh, you dare me? I'm like, you ain't got to dare me. I'll do it myself right now. And then I grabbed the clippers and I went to town with it.
November 11th, 2015.
Jesus.
Look at that hair. Look at that. It was always kind of fading in the front there, but you know.
But this, I had the same issue, and I said, I don't know if it's generic. I don't know my father, and don't need to know him at this point in my life. So I don't know if, like I said, if it's a generic type thing. I started getting them too, right here, and it got to the point where I just got tired of it. Like, and then it started thinning out up here, and like I said, at one point I just said, fuck it. I'm like, I'm going straight blade and calling it a day. I'm like, it takes me 5 minutes to get out of bed and roll out of the house. You know, why even bother? Put a cap on it and that's it and go to work. Hell, you know what I mean?
That's why I do it. You know,
look, exactly.
Man, I'm told I look good with a hat on, right? Like, damn, baby, you look hot. I take the hat off. They're like, maybe just put that back on. Don't ruin the night, you know?
it's all the bald headed guys, man. We look good in hats.
Oh, dude, it's a bald-headed thing. You wouldn't understand. Right?
No, the hairy people wouldn't understand.
So did you get into the social media because of Hydrovac Jack?
No.
Okay, so why'd you start it?
I started social media back when Instagram was the thing. So I started Instagram, and then I got to 1,000 followers, and I was like, yeah, you know, I'm making it. I got 1,000 followers, and that's how my name got around, especially in the concrete pumping business, because I don't know if you ever heard of Tegar Concrete Pumping up in BC, is it British Columbia? Well, there is Tegar, Jeff Tegar, yeah.
Okay.
And he's the one that actually created those, the pump scum and all those stickers. So we just got to talking. It was through, like I said, through Instagram. And then back in 2020, I believe, that's when 2021, I can't remember, but it was before I left CCP, where one of my buddies is like, hey, man, have you tried TikTok? And I said, no. And he's like, oh, you know, TikTok is fun. And it was mostly like, you know, girls dancing and stuff. And I didn't want to download it for that particular reason, because I'm trying to be a better man. So he's like, oh, come on, you know, download it. And he used to send me TikToks. So that I could see what was going on. And then one day I just decided to say, fuck it. I downloaded it and, you know, I kept my name, Mr. Lee, and found it. I was like, great, why not? So, and then I started making videos. I started just posting concrete pumping videos. And then on vacation, I made a video where you see, I don't know if it's Cinderella or someone getting a pipe through the side of the mouth.
And it looks like that video.
And it blew up. And this is like when I was out of this country, I was in El Salvador, and that video blew up. And I was just like, I had no internet, nothing down there. Cause I was in, like I said, I was on vacation. So I didn't get the internet package because I like to have fun, you know? So I was only getting internet whenever I got back to the house. And then next thing you know, my phone was like 100 notification, 99. It just said 99 plus every single time I used to swipe it. And I was like, what the hell is going on? And then messages on Instagram, messages on TikTok, Facebook, and even my daughter just came over and she said, Poppy, you're everywhere. And I said, what do you mean? She goes, your video, it's on YouTube. And I'm like, who the fuck is taking my videos and putting them on YouTube? You know what I mean? Yeah. And then she showed me and I was like, holy shit. Like, it just went crazy. And then it blew me up. And then later on, I started making more videos and more videos and more videos about whether, you know, it's like, if you ain't at work, then where the hell you're at? I did that one. And then I did some where you see people fighting. One of them is directing the bucket in one way and the other one's going the other way. And they're just over there. And like, you don't see the backstory, but you can see like, you guys don't know what the hell you're doing and all this and all that. And obviously all that backlash criticism brings more followers.
Yep.
Like I said, to a point where I got called Sid from Ice Age because of the way I talk.
And dude,
I was completely fine with it. I even got to, like, that's when I was constantly posting on TikTok, where I even responded to a comment where I was like, no, I do not sit like, I do not sound like Sid from Ice Age, for fuck's sake. And people were just like, John Leguizamo, that's who you look like. And I'm like, maybe if he was a couple of pounds, if I was a couple of pounds lighter, yes. And I do came to the conclusion that I sound like him. So I'm like, Sid it is. Yeah, like, it was just, like I said, one behind another. But when my content started becoming more, what was that word? I'm sorry, but I have to say it. Vulgar. And I started, like, throwing lash at mixer drivers. Because I did create the Mixer Driver Chronicles. It was one of the, actually, a series of hits that I will find anything dumb that mixer drivers will do. And then I made it into Mixer Driver Chronicles. So I started with series 1, 2, 3. Guys wearing Jordans, guys overfilling the hopper with the shoot band and all this crap. And obviously, I never kept it just here. I went this way. And companies were calling my office, well, the office back then, and saying, hey, man, we can't have that. You know, you're giving us bad publicity. Even though their sales guys were like, hey, man, all that publicity, they want their drivers on the, they want to record more dumb shit. And they want, you know, our drivers on their jobs. They want you. They're like, well, can we get a pump, but can we get that guy? Like, can we get Mr. Lee? And that's when I also created little Mr. Lee. It's right there.
Man, I need that sticker. You got a hard hat sticker?
Yes, but I have to make them again because I don't have any more.
I'll so, send you some of mine. You send me some of yours.
I did also the Concrete Pumping All-Stars.
Oh, I like that. That's so cool. I like that one.
I did those two, and that's when it became, you know, Mr. Concrete Pumper, Mr. Lee, Mr. That. And yeah. Back then, on my Snapchat, I'm not Mr. Lee because everybody used to call me, Mr. Lee. And I'm like, I'm not Mr. Lee. I'm not that old. But then I realized after I hit 30, I was like, you know, my kids growing and my kids' friends calling me Mr. It became Mr. Lee. It was just natural, you know, a transition. So now it's like, oh, you getting Mr. Lee. And all of a sudden they expect the Chinese guy. And hello. Yeah. Hola. it's not Mr. Lee. It's que pasa, Mr. Lee. So, yeah.
Que pasa, Mr. Lee? You just bust out the fucking cow, man, just to throw them off, you know?
Yeah. And it's like, I was expecting a Chinese guy. Never expected you. I'm like, no, Mr. Lee don't speak English. And I'm like, I just make fun of it.
Oh.
It's one of those dumb things that I do at times. And my wife makes fun of me about it all the time. But she's like, you get the fun from me, not you. I'm like, all right. Well, I'm pretty sure we'll find out whenever this comes up. And she's going to be like, you're just dumb. You're just talking shit.
Not this coming Tuesday, next Tuesday.
Whenever. I'll just wait for it. Going to be like, oh, God. Here I am making a fool of myself on a Friday night.
It's Friday? Is it Friday?
I think so. Last time I checked.
I don't know, man. I just know I go home in 3 days. That's our 4 days. 3 days? I don't know which one.
So where exactly are you?
I'm in Fort McMurray, Alberta right now. I live in Edmonton.
So you're in Alberta?
Yeah.
So that's where Tegger is. My buddy, Tegger Concrete Pumping, he's in Alberta. And I was supposed to meet him because he's a big pumping guy up in Alberta. When I went to Vancouver back in 2018, I had a job offer to work for Concord Concrete Pumps. I ended up flying out to Alberta to get some training on fixing the machines and all that stuff. Never took off, never worked out. It was just like a big cluster between like the U.S. and Canada. You know that. I couldn't really do much other than starting a LLC and starting my own business. And then I could be like a dealer type of thing. And I was just like, that's too much. I don't have all of that. I was just like, I want to work for myself. But at the same time, I'd rather work for somebody and take that liability off and stuff. So I tried. But when I went to Alberta, I actually messaged him and I said, hey, man, I'm in Vancouver. How far is Alberta from me? He's like, oh, it's like 8 hours or something. And I'm like, son of a bitch. I wish I would have had the opportunity to go up there because I heard it's beautiful out there. The mountains look great from Vancouver. So, and like I said, all up in the north, I have friends from like, what is it, Greenland, Saskatchewan. Did I say it right?
Yeah.
And then Vancouver, Alberta, all that. I have a lot of friends in the pumping business.
Shout out to Greenland, about to get annexed by the U.S.
Something like that, right?
They want it. They want it.
They want Canada. He wants the Gulf of Mexico, and I'm like,
well, no. Greenland wants to be part of the U.S. Their economy is shit, right? So they're like, hey, we need that help.
Our economy isn't that great either. I mean,
one of the better economies in the world.
At least your what is it? Your prime minister resigned already lately.
He didn't resign. He just prorogued parliament. They're going to have a leadership race. What that does is it takes all the heat off of the party when he's gone. Instead of, if he would have just stayed on two more days, they could have had a vote of non-confidence and just pummeled that party into the ground. But now that party gets kind of like a second breath, kind of, sort of. I don't think it's going to work, but yeah.
Oh.
It is what it is.
Listen, as long as my family's happy and I can still provide for them and do whatever it is that I need to do, as long as these motherfuckers stay out of our way, I'm just, like I said, I'm all, you know, pro-Trump right now. I was against him back in 16. It was just one of those things that as a U.S. citizen, I think, you know, you learn to understand economics more when you're making money and you see the better for your family and in your pocket. So that's when I was like, oh, hell yeah, he's doing the right thing for me, that I live here, that I pay taxes here, that I want to live here, that I want the American dream, and well, which is dead now. But I mean, you know what I mean? So
I guess,
yes. It's one of those things where I'm like, I wanted to buy a house, and I did under his administration. So I'm like, damn, what the hell happened now? But yeah, it's like I said, I'm not going to get into politics. That's one of the things that I don't do, even though I always do, but I don't do.
Yeah, I always say that too, man. You know, like, hey, you know, I don't get into politics, and then I do, right?
And then we start talking about them. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do with the TikTok ban? You know, it's apparently it's coming.
Good question. I mean, before that, I'll give you my number and we'll shoot the shit, and, you know, through text and shit. I guess we're going to figure it out once that happens.
Well, right, I'm on now, Instagram.
Oh, well, me too. So
how many followers you got on the gram?
About 1,000.
1,000? Cool. I got 52,000 or something like that, 53.
Yeah, 53. Like I said, I stopped posting, and mostly because, like I said, my content just got boring and maybe I got less creative. And like I said, I really can't when I have a blower behind me. And then, you know, the power washer just kind of like shooting water at 1,000 miles an hour, and you just can't hear your inner thoughts either. So it's kind of hard. Like, I have a buddy of mine that does TikTok for a living, and he's traveling the world. And I'm like, how the fuck do you do that? You know, and
I got a lot of buddies that are doing that now. Grayson Magaha, who also lives in North Carolina.
I never even heard of him, to be honest.
Yeah, he's got a million, 1.5 million followers or something like that. He's a stand-up comedian. Okay. He was a blue-collar guy. He's been on two episodes. Solid guy. One of my favorite people.
You're right. I just don't know. Like, especially, like I said, this whole – I wanted to start a – this is where we're supposed to start. I wanted to start a podcast and call it, you know, like – I don't know, like with my my front loader operators that I have friends in on TikTok, I go on their lives every now and then. I'm the only hydrovac operator, and they're all like, all you see is them, you know, swinging rocks and pushing stone or sand or whatever. And I said, we're going to have to name this the Bucket Talk, you know? And I gave them the idea, and they're like, you know, we should start a podcast. And they're on every single day. Like, I scroll through TikTok, and because my company doesn't allow us to be on the phone while we're driving. Obviously, it's a risk. Whatever. I get.
Yeah, I never talk on the phone while we're driving.
So it's one of those things where I can't, like, even if I have a Bluetooth, I can't do it. I'll just put my phone, put GPS, and, you know, whenever I stop, I'm scrolling, and then there they are. I click in. I'm like, what's up, guys? And all of a sudden, Mr. Lee, jump in the box. And I'm like, all right. And I just put my screen black because I can't really show what I'm doing, or know that they can see what I'm doing. So I'm like, it's pointless. Unless I have more free time where I can just sit there and start having guests and talk about concrete pumping and shoot the shit. And I was doing that. And that's how my TikTok grew up to be like, you know, where it's at right now. But, yeah. And I, for going live, and I did that maybe for a couple of months back in 2022, 2023. But it's also one of those things that takes time from away from your family.
Oh yeah.
And with being home, you know, having my girls and my wife, you know, takes, you know, social media becomes a focus that you take away from your family, and it becomes a problem.
I try to make them a part of it, right?
I tried with my wife, and I told my wife, I'm like, you have the time, you have the ideas. We can do, like, you know, couples thing on yours. I can do mine on mine, like this. But it's just never, it is always an idea, but it's never a, yeah, let's put it on paper and get it done. Which it kind of pisses me off, because when I was pumping, that's why I used to say, let's just send it. You know what I mean? And I also was kind of like put in a spotlight because of the dry priming. I never used any slick pack or any slurry to prime the pump. I was always just dry priming, sending it. And I was just like, fuck it. It is what it is. It'll come out at the other end because I already know what I'm doing. So I got the, why do it? It's a risk. It's that. And then, you know, the big companies behind me, they would call my manager and say, hey, no, that's a no-no. You can't do that. It's a liability. You're going to smack somebody. And I'm like, well, all I'm doing is pissing people off. So, I mean, that's what people want to see. They don't want to see me over here digging a hole. They don't want to see me just sitting there. They want to see some action. And yep, that's what they don't understand. So I'm like, when I did my back patios, you know, I'm like, I got scammed by this lady. She don't want to pay me. That's when I brought my wife into doing some of my TikToks. And it's just like, we'll do one, does great, and then the next one doesn't. So I'm like, it's one of those turnoffs. That's yeah, why I stop, and I don't do it as constantly as I wish I could, because I know I can bring a lot to the table. But at the same time, I curse like a trucker. I am a trucker. So that's the reason why I'm like, my daughter tells me that all the time. She goes, but Papa, that's who you are. You can't change that. And I'm like, yeah, but that doesn't pay. Understand that. So this is the reason why I don't do it anymore. Like the three videos that I posted on YouTube, one was the sponge through the pump, only got 8,000 views and still sitting there. And people think it's cool. Like I actually, Mr. Lee, the little sticker, I give the last one that I had from 2022 to 2021. I can't remember. It was one of those years that I had sitting in my drawer. It was one of those, send me some. And I started sending stickers for free because obviously I'm not going to charge for them. And I started sending a bunch of stickers all the way to Germany. That's how far my stickers went, to the other side of the world. Matter of fact, Australia.
Yep. I sent some to Australia too, yeah.
It's pretty cool. And
it's pretty cool, man.
I never got anything other than some people did hit me back. Like some lady from Alaska sent me a license plate from Alaska. I don't know if you follow LC Jones on Facebook. He's also in the troll. He's a crane operator in Vancouver.
Oh, is he?
So he sent me a license plate from there, because the whole front of my bar is license plates. As you can see, I have. It's one of those things where those were the only few people that I still stay in touch with. And that was it. And then, like, whatever, I guess I probably put the wrong address, or it just says never delivered because that address doesn't exist. But that's what they texted, and that's what I got back. And it was just laying in my drawer. And then I'm having this meeting on a job site that I was on this past week. And then Duke Energy comes up, the guy from Duke Energy, the foreman, comes up to me. And we're in a meeting, all wearing hard hats and sunglasses. And all of a sudden, my man just stopped and said, wait a minute. Is that you on the hard hat? I said, what are you talking about? He's like, that. He goes, who is that? I said, oh, that's me. He goes, holy shit. He goes, that's probably the coolest thing I've ever seen. And I said, what, a cartoon of yourself? You don't have that? I'm like, yeah, you can do that anywhere. And he's like, yeah, man. He's like, do you have another one of those? And I'm like, I don't know. I'll look. He's like, oh, come on, man. It'll be an honor to have you on my heart. And I'm like, really? I'm like, okay. So let me go see if I can find one. And I found, like I said, I found the last one laying around. And I was just telling my wife about it. I'm like, I got to reorder one more for this. This is the reason why. Yeah. Because I get to meet more people now.
Hell yeah.
And like, I want to not just be stuck at 200 views. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I want more. And I also want to do more, but I want people to obviously, hey, I like what you did. Come on over. Do this. Do that. And like I said, maybe eventually have the pump talk, because that's exactly what I wanted to name the podcast.
You should get on that, man. The podcast is the way to go, man. Like, it's a lot of fun. You get to talk to people from all over. You know, I get my podcast is listened to all over the world except for South America. It's, you know, literally. Well,
they wouldn't understand you.
Yeah, they wouldn't understand. But they listen over in Australia. They listen in the Middle East. They listen in all over Europe, all over Africa. Man, it's cool. It's cool to see where people are listening to me talk to people like you from, you know?
Right.
And I love that.
And this is the reason why I wanted to jump on this. And I that's why I took the opportunity like a little fucking girl. And I was just like, hell yeah, I'm getting picked. I told my wife, I said, I'm going to go to the garage and do this podcast. She's like, how? I'm like, enjoy your iPad. I'll be back. And then as you can see, no one has entered the room, because this is where the sodas are. This is where the beers are. This is where the liquors are. And they just took everything in there. And I'm like, okay. Because I was supposed to be on a cleanse. And here I am drinking. But obviously I'm drinking since I started this. Even my wife is like, put the beer down. I don't want you in that thing with that beer. And I'm like, all right, no problem. I'll just behave.
Not for them to do the resolutions, eh?
It never happens. It never happens. I think it goes by like the first 5 days. You're like, okay, I need to quit. And then
I was supposed to give up social media for New Year's, my New Year's resolution, eh? And that didn't happen.
Look at us. Look at us right now.
Look at us right now, man. Dude, do you know what viscosity is?
No, like I said, I don't. I'm getting back into it now, just because this was my hobby. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get back into like getting to know more people, getting to interact more. That's why I, like I said, I took this opportunity as a let's go, let's get back to it. You know?
Yeah. So do you know what viscosity, right? Like the term viscosity. Do you know what that is? Like the thickness of a fluid?
No.
No, you don't know. Okay, no. So you where I'm going up. With this is the podcast is sponsored by the Mud Man, and he deals in viscosity, right? In the thickness of the fluid, the thickness of the mud going downhole on the drilling rigs, right? Sometimes got to be less thick, sometimes it's got to be more thick, right? And basically, he deals in the thickness of your load. How thick is your load, you know? And he deals in that, and he sponsors the podcast, man. And you know, he helps us out with headphones and a mic at one point. We got to get away from that when he bought us the brand new MacBook Pro that we record on. It's not brand new anymore, but we record on this now. And man, the Mudman's been ride or die for this podcast. And I can't thank him enough. You know, he's an amazing person.
Well, thank you. I mean, that's all I got to say. I don't know. Like I said, I'm very fairly new to this whole podcasting thing. Yeah. That I'm like, shit, it'll be an honor if you're telling me, come on down to shoot the shit and have a little talk and we can see where this goes. Right on, man. I'm all up for it, because like I said, it's one of those things that I want to try out. I want to see. I want to eventually get into. And like I said, there's no better setting than at one point I want this to become the studio. You know what I mean? The bars, you know.
Hell yeah.
Like, because, look, I'm probably going to move this a lot. And you're going to be like, what the hell, Lee? But this is one of those things that got me into the business, which you're going to see a lot of crap behind me. But you see that guy right there?
Yeah.
That's the official, like, hose man in the pumping business. So that's, like, it's called, we called it the Major League Hoser. Is the guy that pours the concrete hose. And I'm pretty sure you've seen some videos where the guy's holding the hose, like, one hand and he's pouring it, and it looks like we made that. Well, I didn't. Jeff Tegger did. And that's one of those things where I'm like, I don't even know if I have a sticker of it, but I silhouetted it into the concrete bar. And it was one of the coolest things. So I want this eventually, like I said, you know, sit down, have a beer. Let's talk concrete. Let's talk concrete.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Let's talk blue collar. Let's talk, you know, hydrovacking, whatever. And, you know, because a lot of people that wanted to at one point come down to North Carolina to visit Mr. Lee's Concrete Pump Bar, you know, which I said ain't much to do here. I mean, it's just houses. And North Carolina is kind of boring. Especially coming from New York City. So it's one of those things that I'm like, eventually we'll touch that. We'll dip our toes into those waters. So
I appreciate you gotta do it, man. You know. It's a fun experience, that's for sure. Just remember, don't get into it views and likes and listens right away, right? Like, so I think right now, you know, like there's 3 million podcasts out there, right? And most of them drop off within the first 10 episodes, 10 to 15 episodes, right? You're not competing with the 3 million. You're competing with the 200,000 that stuck it out, right? Like this podcast just passed episode 100 8 weeks ago.
Wow.
Right. So we're 108 episodes in now, man. And like, this has been a fucking blast, man. And you know, don't go for results. Go for the conversation. Go for the fun. Go because it's something that you believe in, right?
Yeah.
Like, don't go for results right away. If you put the time in and the work, right, you will see what you want to see. You will get there, right?
Right.
You just gotta like baby steps. You know, it's like work, right? When you first started off in the business, you didn't make what you make now, right? No. You had to put that work in. You had to gain that knowledge and experience. And then get paid, right?
Right.
Then see success, right? So, you know, the podcast is a lot like that, man. You gotta just have fun.
Okay. Yeah. No. I mean, look, I had a lot of fun. I don't know you, and we just started talking about fucking sperm.
We started talking
about our family. You know, it's one of those things where, and that's where I was going, but I just never had the idea or podcasts weren't really my thing. I was just like, let's just go live. And whoever we can catch on, it'll just become like one of those hits, you know, one hit wonder or whatever the case might be. But I never really got into thinking about this, like this part of social media. I never got to think about it because I'm the type of person that, I don't know if it's ADHD or whatever the case, whatever, or short spasm or whatever it's called, where I'm like watching a video and I'm like, boring, you know what I mean? So, that's the reason why I'm probably the reason why I don't do it, because I'm like, people are going to think this is boring. People are going to think that we're not interested. I mean, we're interested.
The right people will see it. The ones that want to see it, who is the target audience, right? And also, I've turned it into, you know, blue collar. You want to get into a trade, you don't know which trade you want to get into. I've got a podcast that started off as oil and gas, but you know, plumbers and electricians and bricklayers and hydrovacers, crane operators outside of oil and gas, right? You want to get into a trade? Here's a whole slew of podcasts for you where, you know, listen to these episodes. Which one do you want to become? Like, which one sounds cool to you? Do you want to be a pumper operator? You know, do you want to be a hydro slacker? You know, what do you want to do?
Yeah. And that's the thing, like when I was pumping concrete and I was putting the videos out there, people were like, hit me up. I'm like, hey man, I want to get into that. I want to get into this. You look like you're doing good. It looks like, you know, you're having fun. It looks like, you know, that job is fun. It is. And then when I left the concrete business, the pump life, I went into hydrovacking, and then the same thing happened. Like, people were like, hey man, is Badger a good company to go work for? I'm trying to get into it, but there's no Badger around my town, but there's a small hydrovac company that I'm trying to get into. What do you suggest? What are your tips? Like I said, I have countless messages of, you know, some random guy that is trying to get into my DMs, in other words, because I have, you know, you get so much spam where I have them to be requested. So I got requests and I'm like, who the hell is requesting? Like, and then, so I'm like, I click on it and it's an actual person. It's not a troll bot that's looking to sell me some, you know, random whatever. So that's why I'm like, oh,
boobies. They're selling you boobies.
What they? I don't know what to say here, man.
you know what they're doing. Hey, I get them same messages in my inbox, buddy. You know, like, you don't think sometimes I'm like, oh, $3.99. Fuck, I make that. Fuck, you know. But no, I don't. Like, I don't pay it because
even though my wife is gonna see it, but I shouldn't click on it. Even though my wife is gonna see it, right?
So that's what I always know. It's like a spidey sense that goes off. You know, you're just chilling there. She's like not even home, and you like you click on it, and she calls. Did you look at them boobies? Did you see them titty? You know, and it's like, man, I just thought about it. I didn't even look at them.
I was just thinking about you. What are you talking about?
Yeah. So I was getting ideas.
So I wouldn't want to say how many guys I got into hydrovacuum, but I got a quite few, you know, that like when I went on Storm, that's what they were like, hey man, we're going to Western North Carolina. What part are you going to be at? Cause we want to meet you. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm just assigned to, you know, this particular area. So I'm like, if I catch you on the road, shit, sure enough. If I don't, too bad. So, like I said, I had a lot of guys that messaged me that were coming into Georgia to help out and then into Florida. They're like, are you going on Storm? Like, they'll message me up. And guys from California, up in the middle of the United States, I don't know if it was Minnesota or Illinois, one of those states. And they're like, hey, man, we're coming down to help out. Are you going to be out there? Because we'll love to take a picture together. And even, like I said, when I was pumping concrete, there was guys that were like, hey, man, I follow you on TikTok. And I'm like, okay, hey. And they're like, can I take a picture with you? And I'm like, I'm just some random guy, you know, like just, but they want to, they get to know Mr. Lee. And obviously and some of them, they think I'm better than what I actually am. So I'm like, you're not as a shithead that we thought you were. I'm like, no, because I have morals. And I have a family.
It's hard. It is hard though, right? Yeah. It is hard though, right? Because like, with that kind of attention, right? With, you know, we're nobodies. We're just fucking people who go into work every day and provide for our family, right? So with that kind of attention, though, do you ever feel like sometimes, you know, like a bit of an inflated ego? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I've got humbled called out.
You got to humble yourself, but.
I've got called out a lot. And I think but even like people that I don't know, like I met current operations manager the very first day. He said, oh, like I said something about a hat, and I said, oh no, we were talking about hard hats, and you know how they're implementing those bicycle helmets. And I said, because he was talking about it, and I said, no, Badger wants you the full brim hard hat with the face shield. And then I said, my big ass head would not fit in one of those bicycle helmets. And he said, oh, yeah, because of your big ego. That's why you have such a big head. I'm surprised you're not tipping over. And I said, you're one to talk, huh? And we, like, kind of, like, went at it. And then, but it pissed me off because I was like, who are you to talk to me? You don't know anything about me. And then, like, little by little, I started obviously getting to know this guy. And I was just like, okay, I see how it is. It was one of those things where I'm like, shit. And even my buddies are like, so somebody had to call you out and about your ego in order for you to realize that you're such an asshole. I said, no, I'm still going to be that asshole, but I'm just going to humble myself a little more. Even though I am, like I said, I'm as humble as you can be, as I could be. I'm the one that will take my shirt off my back and give it to you in time of need. So I don't understand. They don't, like I said, they don't see that side of me because of what I do when I post on social media. So once they get to know me and they're like, oh man, you know, I can shoot the shit with you. I can actually be a friend with you. And I'm like, I'm an asshole. No,
hey, stay away. You know,
just know that I will hurt your feelings. And, and they're like, you know, those who are sticking around by me, I'm grateful to call them my friends, and I can count them one hand probably. Those who don't, it's just because my shit is just too harsh on them, I guess.
Hey man, hey, you speak your truth, right? You just do you.
I'm very transparent. I'm very transparent when it comes to things, and that's why I'm like, when I see, like, when we first started this episode and conversation, I'm over here like, I don't know what to say. You know, I don't know if I want to say the right thing or the wrong thing.
You remember what it was like making your first video, right? You were nervous. You didn't know what to do. You just put the video up and you start. Same with the podcast, man. Camera goes on. You just say what feels right. Say what you want to say, and we go from there. Dude, I don't plan any episode. I don't have an idea what I'm going to say. I just know I like your stuff. I know kind of what you do. I want to talk about that. And then we follow the conversation from there, man. There's no plan. There's no plan. I know lots of people who follow a script, but not me.
And we got to talking a lot more than just work, you know. And that's the craziest thing about it, because I'm like, we'll just get into whatever. And I'm the type of person, I'm just going to talk. My wife sometimes she's like, just shut up. And, you know, go with the flow. Let them talk. And that's why I'm like, I don't know what to say. And like I said, in reality, when pumping concrete, it was just natural. It was just one of those things that I knew it for 18 years. And in hydrobacking until this week, where I had people that never seen a hydrovac hired us. And I'm over there and they're like behind us. And I'm like, hey, man, you got to stay back. They're like, why? I'm like, a rock is going to come out of that hole and it's going to shoot you right in the face. I said, that's the reason why. Oh, but I want to see what you're doing. And I'm like, okay, stand back. You know, and obviously that gives me another idea. Like, hey, this is what I do. This is what's going to happen. And then at the end, when I went to dump the load that we just sucked out, which we were sucking out like just stone, we went to dump it, and the guy was like, he's walking around, hands in his pocket, and he's like, hey man. I said, hey man, what's up? He's like, no, I just want to see what's going on in there. I said, what do you mean? I'm like, this is just a big shop vac on steroids.
Yep.
And he's like, but I want to see what's in it. I said, there's nothing, it's just a big tub, you know, with two bowls in there. and it's like, oh, well, can I see? And I'm like, well, let me dump it out, move forward, I'll leave the gate open so you can see in there. Oh, okay, cool. Another idea for a video, you know, things like that. And
That's how my videos start too, man. You never know what,
right?
Whatever, you know, you never know what's going to provide that spark or that idea or inspire, you know, your next video, right? And we work with what we have around us, you know. We sometimes don't have time to, you know, really think about it. We're like, oh damn, no, that might work. Let's grab it and let's go, right? Like, and we just spit it out.
And that was another one that it was one of my buddies on Snapchat sent me a video. He said, you know, there's that time of year again, the car had 6 inches of car head and 2 inches of pecker. And I was just like, oh, well, you know what? Let me make it into a video. And that's because he doesn't post. You have that one?
Dude, on Instagram, that video's sitting at 12.9 million or something like that. 12.6.
Wilson! I'm sorry! Oh, shit. Here I am stealing ideas that I don't even know I stole.
Oh, you didn't? Dude, I stole it off someone. When did you make yours?
Just like a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, dude. I stole mine from someone who stole it from someone else, man. It's the internet. You take whatever idea you want, you make it funny. Who gives a shit?
And that's another one that I was doing with.
I did see you did make that one. I thought it was funny. I'm like, hell yeah, man.
It was December 12th. No, actually, December 4th. That's when I did this one. It's just, like I said, I don't know. It's becoming a hassle trying to keep up with social media, I would say. You know what I mean? It's like no good content really goes. Especially the way like TikTok works, man. It's one of those things where your algorithm is all messed up and sometimes you get a hit. And the same thing on Instagram. Like, you know, I try to post there and then all of a sudden I don't know if it's because I mixed up with my Facebook and, you know, politics came through and then some people got offended and I'm just like, well, guess what? We live in the real world and deal with it. But maybe that's the reason why. I don't know. So I guess I just have to get back onto it and just say fuck it and send it again. There's nothing else I could do than just fucking do it again and see where it goes. Well, yeah, man, no, it's been great.
Where do you see yourself in the next 5 years, like career wise or whatnot? You're a mentor now, so like where do you see that going?
Well, I got a lot of good feedback from my management. So definitely taking into consideration a little of a bigger role when it comes to like trying to obviously mentor the mentors or train outside of North Carolina. Especially being bilingual is one of those things that you could actually, you know, have the opportunity to do. And I don't know. I mean, I don't want to say name Badger again, but I'm going to stick with them until they give me the boot because of whatever reason, you know. I'm not planning on leaving anytime soon. And if I do, I told my wife, I said, maybe we'll go back to New York, even though I was just there last week and I didn't like it. Even though it's home, I have a lot of friends in the concrete industry up there that won't hesitate to hire me the very next day, you know, after I lose my job or whatever the case may be. Even here.
That's just it, man. TikTok for you has also been a resume.
Yeah, it is, and that's what people don't understand. Like I said, it comes as a surprise because you think you're hurting yourself, but in reality, people who actually want the exposure, like companies, and I sat here watching a video yesterday where the guy was like talking, but he had no charisma, and that's one of the reasons why like people are like, that's why they want you. This is where you come in. You're, you know, you're funny. You have charisma. You have this. You have that. And I'm like, no, I don't. They're like, you are when I am having fun when I'm working with you. And I'm like, oh, I thought you were just being positive about my assholeness. And he's like, no, I'm actually having fun. And this whole week working with this crew and my coworker was just, we were having fun. It doesn't become a job. It becomes, you know, a fun place to be. And it just makes your days a lot easier, a lot more. And I even told him, I said, dude, we were watching TikTok waiting on Duke Energy. And we're watching TikTok. And I said, dude, look at this dance. We should do it. And he goes, let's go. He looked at me and he said, let's go. And I'm like, I'm not a good dancer. I was just saying it to say it.
I love when I start working with someone and they're just, they know I do the TikTok thing. Like, we should do a video. And I'm like, don't. Start so down a path that you aren't sure you're ready for. Because we're going to do this. I'm going to find something. You better be ready. When I call upon you, this is happening. And the guy I work with right now, man, him and I have made like 20 videos together, you know. Uh-huh. And man, we made one today. And he's like, what should we do? I'm like, I don't know. And I was scrolling through. I see this sound. I'm like, perfect. Let's go. We're doing this one. And he's like, do you have an idea? I'm like, yep. And then how that fast? I'm like, don't worry about it, man. Like, there's always ideas floating around. You never know, right? I just hear a sound and I know.
So, and that's one that he got stuck in my head yesterday for some reason. Though, what is it? I don't know if it's Taylor Swift. The one that says, wait, you don't love me. And then they start moving like that. He started doing that as I was moving the unit. And I'm like, I'm going to start recording you. And I'm going to put you on TikTok. And you're going to be like, oh, we got to do a video with that. As you know, either you're digging or I'm digging. And then all of a sudden, it's like the contractor comes and says, wait. And then I stop and everything. And all of a sudden, you start dancing. And it's like, you know what? That sounds like a great idea. Hell yeah. It just becomes natural, you know? And I'm like, but it's certain individuals that I could do that with. Not everybody. So the ones that get my dark humor, I guess. Because we do talk a lot of shit. If those cameras could talk, or those cameras are recording. But if those cameras could publicize what I talk about and what we say as we're driving to the job site or we're sitting waiting on a customer, I'd be in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, same, man.
I'm like, oh man, maybe I shouldn't have said that in camera. But it is what it is. Yeah,
whatever, man. Buddy, it's getting on in time. I don't want to keep you too late from your family. It's almost midnight there.
They're still fun watching movies, so
I gotta get to bed anyways.
I figure that. No, I don't work tomorrow, so
fuck, I got 3 more days left, man. I'm excited.
I'm excited for you, man.
I usually like to wrap the podcast up with one last question, man. And you know, Mount Rushmore has 4 of the most influential people up on the rock. That, you know, people look up to, inspire to be, or that inspired them. If you could have your own Mount Rushmore, 4 people that you look up to, who'd it be and why?
Wow. You put me in a tough spot.
Hell yeah.
But, like, who I look up to in
work? Real, not real, dead, alive. It doesn't matter, man. Anybody, Big Bird, I don't care.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I really don't think about. As a New Yorker and as a Yankee fan, obviously, you know, like Mariano Rivera and Derek Jeter. And that's just because they were great when they were, you know, back in the early 2000s, you know, late 90s. So it's one of those that I would say I look up to a lot. And, you know, that was just the best generation of baseball that I got to follow and then still lived it. I don't know. I would say my grandfather, who I wish I learned a lot more from, is the reason why I have my work ethic the way I do it. Like I said, I'm not just like, oh, I'm just going to do this and I'm not going to worry about anything else. He was a great mentor, and he was a jack of all trades. And I think lastly, it'll be my father-in-law, because that's another man that doesn't stop and really actually was more of a father to me in the past 15 years that I've been with my wife than anyone else. That's pretty much who I would put up there, man.
That's like, huge, dude. I don't think I could ever say my father-in-law. We don't get along, so.
Well, and see, here's the thing. Like, when I lived in their house, when they housed me for personal reasons, it was I got to experience how he was and how he was with his kids. And I think that he's a great dad. And I try to obviously take a lot from that. I do have a neighbor that I also look up to. He's a lot older gentleman. So my father-in-law has been also a great mentor and a father, like a father figure to me. So that's the reason why he's up there. My wife will tell you, and yeah, you know, cause I won't get into that, but it's a whole like other 2 hours of talking if I get into who my mother is with. But yeah, that's the reason why I don't.
Someone famous?
Huh?
Someone famous?
No. But yeah, I wouldn't get into that. I would say my grandfather, my father-in-law, and obviously Derek Jeter, Mariano Rivera, my favorite players. Like I said, I don't know if you see Yankee Stadium sitting right behind me.
Oh, yeah, so. I see that. I'm not a baseball fan. I started getting into NFL, though.
I was into baseball. I'm into soccer, baseball, and football. I played all three of them when I was younger, mostly soccer. But, yeah, I got into baseball, and I love baseball. And obviously, like I said, as a New Yorker, a Yankee fan. So, yeah, it's one of those.
I love that, man. Good. That's awesome, man. Hey, brother. I appreciate you coming on the podcast. I love that, man. This has been my baby, right? And I have a lot of fun. And, you know, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, that social media journey will come to an end, right? It will have an end date to it. I don't know what it is, but it's coming to an end. It will. That's how things work. The podcast is my way of having something left over afterwards, right? You know, something that I can continue. That's become a hobby. That's become, you know, my thing that I do for mental health. You know, like I need it sometimes, I guess, you know, it helped me get out of a dark hole. It helped me see, I learned a lot of cool things. I've met a lot of cool people, met a lot of shitty people, but like one day that stuff's not going to be there. And I'm going to have this to fall back on and be like, hey, my podcast, this is one thing that I can control is still here or not. Right. All that other stuff I have no control over. This is mine. It's here.
Right.
Yeah, and no, thanks for coming along for the ride.
I appreciate you having me, man. It's an honor. Like I said, like I told you on the text, I said, it's an honor. It'll be an honor. It was an honor. I had a lot of fun. You put me in places where I'm just like, I never thought I would be able to speak to anyone else that I barely met. But here we are. So, no, it's a great thing. It was a great experience. I appreciate you having me, man.
No, man, I appreciate you coming, man.
Yeah, hell yeah, man.
Hey, listen, you ain't never heard that before.
No, man, it was like I said, it was an awesome experience, man. I really do appreciate that.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Mr. Lee, we're gonna have to do this again sometime, man.
Just let me know when, man.
Hey, man, I will. There will be a time. We're going to do it again.
I'll be ready.
All right, brother. Hey, Mr. Lee, you stay frosty.
I will, man.
I don't know if you can hear it, but the music's playing.
I don't. No, I just hear like static. I mean, let's go.
just throw the arms up, man. Yeah.
Hell yeah, man.
Hell yeah, man.
I'm about to pop bottles of champagne and stuff.